local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say welcome to Tuesday, another beautiful day here in Northwest Florida. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, as always, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. A lot to get to here over the next 49 minutes. And as always, we appreciate and welcome your interaction. The text line is open, 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-262-6111. As we get started with today's top three stories, the special counsel tasked with investigating President Biden's handling of classified material is defending his report and decision to comment on President Biden's memory.
February 8th, the White House. Question, Mr. President, why did you share classified information with your ghostwriter, the president? I did not share classified information. I did not share it. I guarantee I did not. That's not true, is it, Mr. Herr?
That is inconsistent with the findings based on the evidence in my report.
Yes, it's a lie. It's just what regular people would say, right? Yeah, all right.
That, of course, was interaction there and questioning from our Congressman Matt Gaetz. Gaetz actually says he agrees with her that Biden shouldn't have been charged, but Trump shouldn't have been either. Gaetz adds that the big question is whether Biden lying is because he's so senile or whether it's a little craftier, devious, and intentional. The White House today is preparing to send a $300 million military aid package to Ukraine.
This emergency package that we're announcing contains a large tranche of artillery rounds and Gimlers for the HIMARS. It is assistance that Ukraine desperately needs to hold the line against Russian attacks and to push back against the continuing Russian onslaught.
And National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the funds are coming from savings the Pentagon was able to identify in Army budgets. He adds that it's only a temporary solution as major foreign aid funding bill remains stalled in the House. Along those lines, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is urging Speaker Mike Johnson to bring a sweeping foreign aid package to the floor.
I want to encourage the Speaker again to allow a vote. Let the House speak on the supplemental that we sent over to them several weeks ago.
And senators last month passed a $95 billion package to provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Johnson, though, is demanding that aid for Ukraine be conditioned on sweeping policy changes at the U.S.-Mexico border. Let's look at our top three stories today. Local headlines right after traffic and weather together. We'll start with that beautiful forecast.
Skies overnight will end up being partly cloudy and not quite as chilly overnight, with mainly lows in the 50s, although some inland areas could be down in the 40s. We're going to see more cloud cover during the day Wednesday. Highs, though, low 70s. Somewhat spring-like, I'd say. Rain holds off for now, but there is a chance late this week. It's on the low side. Best chance for rain is going to be on Sunday at 60%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Austin, what's going on out there on the roads?
Thank you, Joe. Looking at traffic here, there are multiple spots to take note on. We'll start with the three-way intersection with Tahar Drive, Fairfield Drive, and North Palafox Street, where those three roads meet. We've got a lot of backups over there. Also have some on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. And if you're on I-10 traveling westbound towards Pine Forest, we've got a lot of backups there. It's going to have you backed up basically to Pensacola Boulevard. No confirmation of an accident or anything. It's just pretty heavy traffic at this hour. If you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards North Blue Angel Parkway, we've got some issues in that area as well. Gulf Beach Highway giving us some trouble here early if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Caroline Street, whether it be traveling westbound, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, or maybe you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and starting to travel eastbound towards Glover Lane, we've got backups developing in both of those areas there. The last major spot is if you're traveling southbound, coming over Three Mile Bridge and trying to get into Gulf Breeze and then driving a bit further south past Gulf Breeze High School. We've got some congestion over there as well. I know in the past we've had some construction going on there. That could be the case now, causing some minor issues in that area until further notice. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Joe?
All right, thank you. Taking a look at our local headlines today, five Pensacola men are among a total of 12 that were arrested in Escambia County as part of a sting operation. FDLE says all of the suspects were picked up after attempting to meet with 13 and 14-year-old minors for sex.
I promise you, these 12 individuals didn't present themselves the way that they appear today. They presented themselves to be whatever and whoever that child at that particular time in their life needed to lure them into their dangerous, sick, and twisted web.
That from State Attorney Ginger Bowden-Madden at a news conference today. FDLE says Operation Kessel Run involved 11 agencies. The suspects came as from far away as Slidell, Louisiana, and Hoover, Alabama. The five Pensacola suspects arrested: Daryl Hart, Randy Powell, Jordan Belton, William Nordstrom, and Jermaine Johnson. Person of interest identified. The sheriff's office seeking an individual in connection to yesterday morning's fatal shooting near North R and Godfrey Streets. Deputies say that Chelsea Rianne Cicero is not a suspect at the moment and wanted for questioning only after a man was found dead with a gunshot wound to the chest. Sheriff Chip Simmons says while deputies initially responded to a ShotSpotter report of gunshots at around 3 a.m., it wasn't until 7:45 when the victim was found. Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his weekly news conference today. A couple of updates. Number one, as long as Governor DeSantis agrees, the city appears to be in good shape towards securing major dollars for big-time projects.
$2.2 million for Bay Bluffs Park, $5 million in for the airport, $7 million in for the Baptist Hospital site, and as you guys all know, certainly we've got to survive the veto pen of the governor, and but we feel really good about that so far. A big thank you to our delegation.
And as their last act before the close of the legislative session last week, lawmakers approved a $117 billion budget. And with the funds, the city would be looking to address major repairs needed for Bay Bluffs Park, add a terminal at the airport, and repurpose the old Baptist Hospital campus into affordable housing opportunities. Also, the city says they're ready to post official hours and rules for the new Blake Doyle Skate Park. Mayor Reeves says that Pensacola Police hasn't seen any major problems. The biggest issue seems to be graffiti, but Reeves says many of the park's users are self-policing and cleaning it up themselves.
You know, I think that's a big testament to the skating community here, that this is something that when this park came in, they wanted it and they cared about it, and now they continue to care about it when it comes to maintenance. So you guys know I'm big on maintenance, and so I'm very appreciative. That's not something that that they have to do.
And Reeves says the official park hours will be 5 a.m. until midnight. Initially, it was sunrise to sunset, which matches the hours for most Pensacola parks. But he says they've seen enough use, even at the early morning and late night hours, to keep the skate park open. And Austin, this is probably the only day that I can remember in recent to long-term history that I wish I was up before 5 a.m. this morning.
Really? Why is that?
Dragon, splash down.
Base has copy. See the same.
Visual and audio confirmation for splashdown of Dragon Endurance. It has now returned home.
That was about 4:47 this morning, and a listener did send in a video of the reentry, the fireball going across the Pensacola sky as it went down in the Gulf south of Perdido Key. So very cool sight there if you were up that early.
But I was not.
Yeah, neither was I. 4:20, we'll take a break there. Coming back with our state and national headlines next on Pensacola Right Now.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
When you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com. New South proud. America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/first year 15 for promotional details.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here, there are multiple things to report on. We'll start with I-10. If you were traveling westbound on I-10 towards Pine Forest Road, we had some backups that were going to have you backed up to Pensacola Boulevard. That congestion does appear to still be there, though it is very minor, so I don't think we should have to worry about that for much longer. Still have some backups on Pine Forest Road as well, particularly if you're traveling southbound trying to get on to I-10 West. Let's see, have some issues here and there on Mobile Highway, particularly if you're traveling northbound towards West Michigan Avenue or traveling a bit further north towards Blue Angel Parkway. Also have some issues on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Traveling southbound on 3 Mile Bridge coming into Gulf Breeze and traveling towards Gulf Breeze High School is still giving us some backups, so the congestion there has seemingly died down significantly. The only other spot where you're going to see any severe backups is on Caroline Street, whether it be if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, or eastbound coming off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling towards Glover Lane.
Skies overnight will end up being partly cloudy and not quite as chilly overnight, with mainly lows in the 50s, although some inland areas could be down in the 40s. We're going to see more cloud cover during the day Wednesday. Highs, though, low 70s. Somewhat spring-like, I'd say. Rain holds off for now, but there is a chance late this week. It's on the low side. Best chance for rain is going to be on Sunday at 60%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan, 425 here at News Radio, taking a look at what's happening around the Sunshine State. A man accused of killing three women in northeast Florida overnight. Bradford County investigators say an 11-year-old girl called 911 multiple times about a domestic incident before her mother, aunt, and grandmother were found shot inside a home at around 2 in the morning. The child was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries as well. The suspect, 46-year-old Johnny Brown, was walking in the front yard with cuts on his body when he was found. Brown is now charged with three counts of second-degree murder.
And the state reached a settlement this week in a lawsuit over the parental rights and education law, which has been dubbed by critics as the Don't Say Gay Bill. The measure passed in 2022 restricted discussions of gender identity and sexual orientation through third grade. The agreement clarifies that the legislation says it only restricts these topics in an instructional setting. This does not include references to the LGBTQ plus community or class participation. The State Department of Education is expected to send out a memo to all school districts as part of the deal.
Attorney General Ashley Moody warning spring breakers to have fun, but avoid the deadly dangers of illicit drug use.
It's spring break season. While we hope everyone enjoys a safe, fun-filled vacation, it's important that spring breakers understand and are mindful of the dangers of drug use.
Moody says the DEA is reporting that 7 out of 10 fake pills found with fentanyl now contain a potentially lethal dose. Fentanyl is now turning up in almost every illicit substance.
And the Florida Department of Education is getting ready to create new regulations designed to provide more oversight of charter schools. The agency released a notice earlier today saying a portion of the new rule will incorporate a bill signed by Governor DeSantis last year. The measure would develop a standard monitoring tool for charter schools, and the proposed system would be used to conduct annual revenues of schools, including their finances.
And a former employee of the Jacksonville Jaguars will spend more than 6 years in prison. Amit Patel pleaded guilty to wire fraud after stealing more than $20 million from the team over 3 years. He spent most of it on gambling and private jets. A judge sentenced to federal prison earlier today while ordering him to pay back the money he took from the franchise.
Which was a lot of money.
It was a lot, yes. National news, the Supreme Court is extending a temporary pause on Texas's controversial immigration law. The law allows state law enforcement to arrest and detain people suspected of entering the country illegally. It was set to go into effect on Wednesday.
And Donald Trump is promising to free those who stormed the U.S. Capitol if he's elected for a second term in November. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said that one of his first acts as president will be to free who he called the January 6th hostages being wrongfully imprisoned. Since the 2021 riot, more than 1,300 people have been charged for crimes related to the breach of the Capitol, with more than 950 convictions total.
Colorado Republican Ken Buck will leave Congress before the end of his term. He announced on X that he's leaving Congress at the end of next week, which will trim the Republicans' already razor-thin majority. Previously, he had announced that he would not seek re-election. And he's been known for breaking from his party on a number of issues, including the election denialism and some of his colleagues' refusal to condemn the Capitol riot.
And Haiti Prime Minister Ariel Henry has resigned. The announcement came late yesterday. What was it? Oh, my bad. The announcement came late yesterday after weeks of chaos and deadly gang violence in the country.
I think now the international community need to listen to the people in Haiti and find a solution close to the Constitution.
North Miami's former mayor says he sent a letter to President Biden requesting a multi-agency briefing to coordinate among federal agencies. Miami-Dade has a significant Haitian population, and the sense is the civil unrest could lead to significant migration in South Florida.
Yeah, and also a former Boeing employee who raised concerns about production standards at the company has been found dead. John Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years, giving evidence recently as part of a whistleblower lawsuit against the company. The coroner in Charleston County, South Carolina, says he died from a self-inflicted wound in his truck. Interesting.
Yeah.
4:30, Fox News update is coming up. Recap of the day's top three stories and our sports headlines next.
Fox News. I'm Tom Graham. The White House reacting to today's testimony from special counsel Robert Hur, who probed President Biden over his handling of classified documents. Fox's Jackie Heinrich.
The White House counsel's office tweeted, "In America, you're innocent until proven guilty. The ultimate conclusion here was that charges are not warranted and the case is closed." In other words, the president was cleared.
However, Hur told the House Judiciary Committee he did not exonerate the president. However, he did opt not to bring charges over his alleged mishandling of classified records. The slim House Republican majority is about to get even smaller.
Ken Buck, the Republican congressman from Colorado, has just announced here that he will resign from the House of Representatives at the end of next week. These will be the numbers when Ken Buck steps down at the end of next week. 218 Republicans to 213 Democrats.
Fox's Chad Pergram, America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Goldman Sachs Asset Management is aiming to more than double its private credit portfolio to $300 billion within 5 years. In an interview with Reuters, Goldman's global head of asset and wealth management, Mark Nachman, laid out the firm's aggressive expansion plan, saying there's a huge opportunity there. Goldman's private credit portfolio aspirations are larger than those of its peers. IBM is reportedly cutting jobs to trim its payroll. A CNBC report indicates Big Blue's communications chief told staffers that the tech giant would be slashing jobs in its marketing and communications division. The number of the planned imminent cuts wasn't immediately known. IBM had strongly indicated a workforce reduction was looming back in January when it announced fiscal fourth quarter results. IBM shares today rose 3.2%. After a lackluster couple of sessions Friday and Monday, stocks powered higher today. The Dow Industrials leaped 235 points. The S&P rose 57. The tech-heavy NASDAQ jumped 246. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Last season, the Eagles started out 10-1 before losing 6 out of 7 games down the stretch. Even after that disastrous finish, Nick Sirianni was still brought back, and yesterday Philly got better, adding Saquon Barkley to their offense that already featured Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith. There was already an enormous amount of pressure on Sirianni before signing Saquon, but now it's clear that no coach enters the 2024 NFL season with more pressure than Nick, because clearly talent isn't the issue. I'm Zach Gelb.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single-barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More.
Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single-barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More.
Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly.
B21. Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, had a good conversation with Sheriff Chip Simmons about how they solve cold cases and how the things they've been doing really translated into recently solving one from more than 30 years ago. Also talked about the case against Jonathan Owens at the Ethics Commission over the Burgosh text messages. Had a good discussion of all the logical fallacies involved in the case against cultivated meat by the state legislature this session. And, of course, talked about the SpaceX splashdown south of NAS Pensacola. You can listen at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. That's a nice song there. Just a little bit past 4:35.
Yeah, I dig it.
Yeah, it's mellow. We're just vegging here.
That's right,
at News Radio 92.3. Now, just a little bit past 4:35, we'll get another quick check at the roads and weather here. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. We've got a lot of the evening traffic causing backups there. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road or traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile trying to get onto I-10, we've still got some issues in that area there. Also, some backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. That's been giving us some trouble for a little bit now, and it appears to be worsening, unfortunately. Also had an accident report near the intersection of Fairfield Drive and North Palafox Street. Still got some backups in that immediate vicinity. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, got some issues over there as well. I also touched on some traffic issues that we were having traveling southbound, coming off of 3 Mile Bridge towards Gulf Breeze High School. There's a little bit there, but it has greatly died down. The bad news is Gulf Breeze Parkway has done more than make up for it. If you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach and a bit further east towards Tiger Point, we've got some evening traffic causing some pretty severe backups there. You're going to see the same if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Windhaven Beach, traveling towards Highway 87. Outside of that, Caroline Street is going to be your biggest issue if you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane, or traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows in the 50s. Some inland areas could be down in the 40s, though. All right, Wednesday, we're going to see more cloud cover in the skies, but it'll be a nice day. High temperatures up in the low 70s. All dry Wednesday, but later this week, we've got a chance for rain. It's on the low side. Sunday's actually the most likely day for rain at 60%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 4:39 here at News Radio 92.3. A quick recap of today's top three stories. Robert Hur, the special counsel at the center of the investigation into President Biden's classified documents case, testifying in front of the House Judiciary Committee today. Congressman Matt Gaetz with some really good sound bites on that. Her admitted that President Biden lied about what he found. That was among one of the highlights there. Also, her also admitted that it was conceivable a jury would have found Biden guilty of a crime, but elected not to bring charges due to Biden's diminished faculties. The White House today preparing to send a $300 million military aid package to Ukraine. You're asking the question, well, how are they doing that because there's been no legislation passed? Well, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that the funds come from savings that the Pentagon was able to identify in Army budgets. And speaking of Ukraine aid, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is urging Speaker Mike Johnson to bring the foreign aid package to the floor for a vote. That's a $95 billion that includes Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Of course, Speaker Johnson is demanding that sweeping policy changes at the U.S.-Mexico border come in tandem with that Ukraine package there. 4:41 now. Austin, as we now head to day two of NFL free agency period, a lot of significant moves yesterday, but that doesn't mean that all of the fun was had yesterday.
That's absolutely true. We've got some free agency news and even a trade update going on in the NFL today. Just some of the biggest ones here. The Ravens signed running back Derrick Henry. Of course, he was the stud at Alabama, but also for the Tennessee Titans for years there. The Commanders are signing QB Marcus Mariota, former Heisman winner. Vikings are signing Aaron Jones and Sam Darnold, so they're trying to, I guess, make up for the loss of Kirk Cousins. I don't know. I don't know if Aaron Darnold's the way to do it, though. Sam Darnold, what? Falcons sign wide receiver Darnell Mooney. Speaking of Cousins, he's got a weapon there. Dolphins sign linebacker Shaquille Barrett. The Browns are aiming to sign quarterback Jameis Winston, Florida State Heisman winner there. So we got some relatively local news in this. Texans are trading for running back Joe Mixon. That one was a surprise. I'm surprised that the Bengals are giving him up.
I thought that they were releasing him.
It's like they were talking about it, and then they decided to go with – or that was being talked about, and then they went with a trade instead.
Okay.
But the Texans, wow, that's a huge pickup.
I like it for the Texans.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Steelers are signing linebacker Patrick Queen. That's got to sting any Ravens fans in the area. The Colts are re-signing cornerback Kenny Moore. This one's interesting. Signing him to a three-year, $30 million contract that makes him the highest-paid nickelback, not the band, in NFL history. So that's a pretty big deal for Moore there. And also, this is not free agency news, but it is nonetheless noteworthy. The quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys claims he's being extorted for $100 million. Dak Prescott is suing a woman who made a sexual assault allegation against him. In a statement, his lawyers say the star has never engaged in any non-consensual sexual conduct with anyone. The accuser claims that the rape happened nearly a decade ago. The lawsuit alleges that she demanded cash in exchange for not going to police. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there. I guess we'll have to see how that turns out. And, of course, a lot's been going on in the NFL, but obviously a lot's going on in college basketball as well. It is March, after all. We'll start with men's basketball. We got the conference tournaments heating up with the ACC and Big 12 getting theirs underway earlier today. The Big 12's two games for the first round so far are already concluded. UCF beat Oklahoma State 77-62, and Cincinnati beat West Virginia in a closer one, 90-85. As for the ACC, those are going on right now. Notre Dame beat Georgia Tech 84-80 and NC State and Louisville. That's a good one. Louisville's up 46-45 at halftime. If you have the ACC network, you can catch that game right now. As for the women's side, we've got the finals for both the West Coast and Big 12 conferences going on. The Big 12 between Iowa State and number 5 Texas will be tipping off at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. And I could be wrong, but I think Gonzaga and Gonzaga and Portland are playing right now on ESPNU. That's got 3 minutes left. Gonzaga's up 62-61.
And you got the men's side, Gonzaga St. Mary's tonight.
Yes,
too.
That one tips off at 8 on ESPN. So we've got two big games tipping off at 8 there, one for the women and one for the men. And Joe, you put a headline here that I'm very happy about because it creates the perfect segue. Speaking of men's and women's basketball and them both being equally noteworthy, just another sign of how popular the women's game has gotten, at least for this season. Saturday night's Duke-North Carolina men's game averaged 3.076 million viewers on ESPN. But on Sunday afternoon, the Iowa-Nebraska Big Ten Championship game drew 3.021 million viewers on CBS.
That's insane. The women's Iowa-Nebraska game there, Caitlin Clark winning her third Big Ten championship. Yeah, I mean, if you would have told me that Duke-North Carolina, which is obviously the standard when it comes to the peaked interest of men's college basketball. That it would just barely squeak out over Iowa, Nebraska in the women's Big Ten championship game. I said, there's no way, but yeah, that's crazy there. Good for them. I'm curious, and I don't know the answer, but I'm just floating it out there. Is there a scenario in your mind where the women's Final Four could outdraw the men's? If we get, you know, Caitlin, if we get LSU in South Carolina, I mean,
there's I feel like
you know, because the women's Final Four is going to be on a larger network, I believe, because ESPN has that, versus the Final Four, I believe, is on TBS. And then also, but now the question though is about the, you know, the gambling. And,
I was about to say there's a lot of bettors.
March Madness also is just more of a brand, and then just the historical backing. But you know, this year, I mean, there is not a star on the men's side. There just isn't. And if you have a Final Four, let's say like two or three Cinderellas. Kind of like the George Masons back in the day, right? Let's say three of them get in, and you've got an Iowa, South Carolina, and LSU, especially with how the SEC championship game ended on Sunday.
I don't know. The storylines are definitely there for the women's side. It's going to take some stars aligning, though. I think we're going to have to see a lot of brackets get busted. We're going to have to see the Final Four be like teams that people don't care about, whether it be like, I don't know. I mean, see, it's subjective because you always hear about the great teams having a lot of fans, but then the small guys are going to be seen as Cinderella stories, you know? Yeah. So it's tough. It could happen probably, but it's pretty tough. Let's see, a little bit past 4:45 here. Sorry, we got a bit carried away on that one. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, Pine Forest Road, whether it be going northbound towards 9 Mile Road or southbound coming from 9 Mile, we've got the evening traffic there causing some backups. Pensacola Boulevard at the intersection with 9.5 Mile Road, that's basically traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. We've got some issues in that area as well. Still a little bit on Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Let's see, Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive is backed up as well. And the biggest one so far is if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, we've got a lot of evening traffic causing backups there.
All right, quick weather update. 69 degrees right now, 52 overnight tonight, partly sunny again on Wednesday, and a high of 71. Health, business, and science notes today. Inflation was up again last month, slightly higher than analysts were predicting. The Consumer Price Index, a measure of the cost of goods and services, was up 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the same time last year.
And intelligence officials are briefing House lawmakers on TikTok today. This comes ahead of a highly anticipated floor vote tomorrow that could ultimately ban the popular social media app in the U.S. The legislation would force Chinese company ByteDance to divest from TikTok or face a ban on U.S. app stores. Lawmakers are concerned the app gives the Chinese government sweeping access to American user data.
All right. Also, a top official from the National Institute on Drug Abuse is urging Americans to look at the kinds of cannabis products teens are using. This comes after a recent study reported high school seniors are using the psychoactive substance Delta 8. Funded by the National Institute of Health, the study finds that more than 1 in 10 high school seniors reported having used it in the last year.
My goodness.
Pop culture notes, Mega Millions jackpot tonight is at $735 million. Cash option on that, $356 million. Also, Wednesday night, you've got the Powerball jackpot, which is getting up there too, $559 million.
My goodness. And Princess Kate is apologizing for any confusion caused over a Mother's Day family photo she edited. That's according to a statement from Kensington Palace. The image was the first official photo of Kate since she had unspecified abdominal surgery back in January. Multiple news agencies pulled the photo over its apparent manipulation. The statement posted to X on an account for Kate and her husband, Prince William, said, quote, "Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing."
You know, I've tried to find out best I could why this is such a big deal.
I
saw the image. I'm not sure what exactly was doctored. I've heard that a lot of people are saying that she took the face of one of her magazine covers and put that on the photo in an attempt to appear happier. the rumor mills are swirling that the palace is not letting on exactly maybe the health situation with Kate may not be all that great. I've also heard that there may be some issues with the marriage of Kate and Prince William. So
heck, there's been rumors
I don't know what the deal is. Maybe we can get Gracie on that, our our Royals correspondent, and of course, former co-host of the program.
Oh, she's a big fan of that? Okay. The 96th Academy Awards presentation hit a four-year high for television viewership. Oscars 2024 reached an estimated 19.5 million viewers, 4% more than last year. But the numbers haven't returned to pre-pandemic levels. Before 2018, the televised ceremony never dipped below 30 million.
And you like the Scream films, right?
So it's all right.
Is it Neve Campbell?
If you don't know, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were a big Scream guy.
I'm a scary movie guy, but Scream's a bit all too... Right.
Well,
hokey.
I believe it's Neve Campbell. I think I'm going to go with right now.
All right.
She announced that she will reprise her role as Sydney Prescott with the next Scream film, which I guess will be the 7th in the franchise. So good for her. 4:51. We'll take a break on that note. Got some wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number one next.
Climatech.
Hello again, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Heating and air conditioning issues are no fun, and as systems get older, they seem to develop more problems. We're beginning the new year with a bang by introducing our Climatech Comfort System that will provide you with complete worry-free HVAC. You can say goodbye to costly repairs, uncomfortable humidity levels, and high energy costs, while at the same time enjoy clean, purified air inside your home. Our Climatech Comfort System has a full 10-year extended warranty that covers any repairs you might need, including all parts and labor. And more importantly, your home will be more comfortable than it's ever been. Want to know more? Give me a call or visit ClimatechProAir.com.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Starting with Pine Forest Road, whether you be traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile, we've got backups in that area, pretty par for the course with that road there. If you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards Blue Angel Parkway, we've got issues in that area still. We did have an accident report near the intersection of Fairfield Drive and North Palafox Street. That congestion has appeared to die down, luckily. We've got some issues here and there on North Davis Highway and on 9 Mile Road, but nothing too severe at this time. Same cannot be said for Pensacola Boulevard, however. If you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, that's going to have you heavily backed up at this time. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, probably the worst one we've got so far. Just a lot of evening traffic causing backups there, whether it be you're traveling towards Oriole Beach, past Oriole Beach, or a bit further, as I said, towards Tiger Point. Lastly, Caroline Street. If you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane, we've got some backups there. And the same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
skies overnight will end up being partly cloudy and not quite as chilly overnight, with mainly lows in the 50s, although some inland areas could be down in the 40s. We're going to see more cloud cover during the day Wednesday. Highs, though, low 70s. Somewhat spring-like, I'd say. Rain holds off for now, but there is a chance late this week. It's on the low side. Best chance for rain is going to be on Sunday at 60%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you, Alan. 455. Austin, were you ever a big Wordle guy?
I've heard of it, but no.
Okay. I played for about a week, but I just saw on Channel 3 News there that the 1,000th edition is on Friday.
Wow.
So, yeah.
History in the making, sir.
That's right. Yeah. Looking at some wacky stories here. Down the road in NOLA, the newly picked head of the New Orleans Police Department is painting a bleak picture of the department's headquarters. Chief Ann Kirkpatrick says rats have invaded the evidence room and have eaten all the marijuana. She told city council that on a visit she noticed the rodents all seemed to be high. Police leadership is pleading for the funding to move the department to a new location. They're looking at a high-rise across from the Caesar Superdome. But I guess, hey, if you're in New Orleans and you are being investigated for some sort of marijuana crime, you may be in the clear thanks to rats.
Well, and I don't know what the criteria is that make rats, quote, seem to be high, but whatever. I'm not a police chief. If you were wondering, how can I smell more like Easter, whatever that means, we have good news for you. Peeps Body Spray is now available. Discount store Five Below is selling bottles for $5, and they're going for more on eBay and Poshmark. Ooh. They've got it in yellow and pink colors. Yellow is marshmallow scented, while the pink is strawberry cream. Joe, I know you hate Peeps,
I
correct?
Hate Peeps, yes.
So do you want to smell like a Peep?
I think
that would be interesting.
Not. I feel like the strawberry cream one would definitely be more my speed there.
That sounds nice, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to pass, though, because I just don't like Peeps.
I love them.
Ahead of March Madness, a poll finds that the average fan will dedicate 36 hours to it this year. That includes things like 3 hours filling out brackets, 13 hours watching games, 5 hours watching highlights, and another 5 discussing it with family and friends. I'm not quite sure where they got those numbers from, but also, where do you find themselves on the spectrum of 36 hours? Are you less or more?
I'm less, for sure.
Really?
It does not take me 3 hours to fill out a bracket. I'm not going to spend 13 hours watching games. Obviously, I'm going to watch the big games, but I'm not going to spend 13 hours.
Really?
Well, wait, 13 hours, if each game is around 2 to 3 hours. No, okay, maybe. That sounds worse on paper, but now that I think about how long a game
is... Over the course of the 3 weekends?
Yeah, no, okay. No, that may be about right. 5 hours watching highlights, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
And discussing it with family and friends, I may discuss it with my dad a good deal, maybe with my brother a bit, but outside of that, I don't really talk much football. I have a friend or two that I may discuss it with a little bit.
Well, I took the next Thursday and Friday off to watch the games.
Yes.
So I will clear 36 hours on Saturday or Sunday. So, yeah. That's where you get the average from, because there's guys like me that will literally just dedicate themselves Thursday through Sunday watching March Madness on that first weekend there. Looking at some good news here. This doubles as health, business, and good news, but rumor has it that Apple is planning to add a hearing aid mode for AirPods.
Okay.
They already have a conversation boost feature in something called Live Listen, but this would be a more robust feature that's more like actual hearing aids, and it would be such a big deal because AirPods would be a lot cheaper and more accessible for a lot of people that need the help hearing.
Absolutely. And a guy in Hawaii was jogging last month when he found an injured dog at the top of a 1,000-foot cliff and carried her back down the mountain. She weighs about 50 pounds and looks like some sort of pit bull mix. He tracked down her owner and got her home. Turns out she got loose on a walk and ran off.
A lot of pit bull mixes in the good news section lately.
Yes.
So.
That's interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll do it for hour number one. We're on a 10-minute or so break. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now. Back in 10 minutes for another rundown of anything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.